I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are east of Effie with Sarah Stone. Is that right?
Hello.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
We are good, and we're actually not at the breakfast table. I'm with a three-year-old, and I'm in a deer stand because this is where we get phone reception.
Oh, you're kidding.
I spend way too much time on the phone right next to my refrigerator because that's where the booster is. And I didn't want to be there. So you're this on the only other place to get reception.
So you're in a tree? How high up are you?
No, well, we're not in a tree. It's a really nice deer stand.
Okay. Okay.
On the property where we live.
Well, the three-year-old must love that.
Yeah, it's large. It's like the size of a walk-in closet, so it's nice.
Oh, my
so, are you eating your breakfast in the deer stand?
No, ma'am. No. I haven't eaten breakfast, actually. Josiah, what did you have for breakfast? You remember what you ate?
Yeah.
What was it?
Bread and waffles.
Waffles? You did not have waffles. What did you say? Lettuce?
Lettuce?
Yeah, lettuce.
Oh, great. Okay, never mind.
Now, he seems to... Now, am I right, Sarah, that I just... Because I was listening to our talkback line early this morning. I think I just heard you guys calling in. So, Elias is kind of the... Is he the youngest of your kids?
Well, there's three. Josiah's the youngest.
Okay.
And that's the one who isn't so great for interviewing.
And he was a giggler. I did really enjoy that.
Oh, good. Yeah, he was talking about the... thoughts of three-year-olds, which has a lot to do with elimination and such.
So basically, he's lying about what he had for breakfast. He did not have waffles. What did
and
he
lettuce.
Have? What did he have?
Josiah, you had cereal and yogurt, right? Oh, dear. Okay, we're going to...
Are you going to have time for breakfast, Sarah? I'm getting worried about you.
I am going... I will have breakfast, yeah.
What you going to have?
I'm going to have probably cereal and yogurt.
Okay.
What kind of cereal?
I think maybe Kix.
Kix.
Josiah, do you want to tell a story about what you did yesterday? We're losing the
Losing the fire, I can tell.
I want to go down.
You want to go down? Can you go carefully?
So what
attempt to
what
climb
was,
down.
What was Josiah's story yesterday? What happened to him?
Well, he was supposed to tell how he had this really cool butterfly on his finger and on his arm for the afternoon last Friday, but instead, one of the hallmark moments of that experience for him was that the butterfly eliminated, to say it politely on the radio, on his arm like two little drops.
Oh!
And so then he was saying, "It pooped on me," and talking about that the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
So, Sarah, you head right out to that deer stand soon and start shooting deer?
Well, I wish you guys could see me right now. Josiah, pause a minute. Pause. Okay, this is what it's like to be on the phone with me if you're someone who's trying to schedule an appointment with me, and I'm like, I'm sorry, one moment, please. Josiah, hold on. Josiah, be right there, buddy. He's halfway down the ladder.
Uh-oh.
This is like a far up ladder. Okay, good job, buddy. He's down climbing right now.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11 rungs on the ladder.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, he's on the 11th one. There's the fourth one from the bottom. I can let him go.
Oh, he's fine. Let him go. He can
He's at a level where if he falls, it will just be a, what did the nurse say? It would be just like a orthopedic injury, not a neurological injury,
yeah,
right?
Probably like a green stick fracture or something like that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you're good, buddy.
So when
he
people
sat down,
so when
and he fell on a stick and poked his bottom, so he's mad.
Oh,
he's okay.
So Sarah, you, when someone calls you to make an appointment, what are they making an appointment for? Right. Oh boy.
Oh, sorry for the noise. This is how it goes. Isn't this fun?
It's good radio.
Well, come here,
oh poor.
Let's see if we can see here. Just appointment.
Well, we'll have to probably let you go.
Well, hey,
we're here.
Oh, that's good.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm so glad that you want your kids to know something about phonology, huh? You've been having them call in.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and we rare to never call in, but we observe a lot, so.
That's great.
Well, now you know about butterfly poop.
You want to go back up, Josiah? Okay, guess what? These guys are listening to you on the radio. They want to hear what you did yesterday, or I think they'll be okay. Do you want to go back to the creek? Okay, go for it. I'll watch you, and I think Dad's right over there.
So why are you a member of KAXE and KBXE, Sarah?
Because we moved here 6 years ago, and you guys were the only voices that were my friends when I was home with three little kids who are now 7, 5, and 3.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
wow.
You know. And when you're an extrovert, you just get excited about any friends you can have, even if they don't know they're your friends. when you live where I live, and then, you know, anybody in this chapter of life, being a at-home mom with little ones.
You know, sounds very peaceful.
We are your friends.
You're in the grind.
Yeah, we are your friends. Now we know who you are, and we will cement that relationship. So thank you so much.
Yeah.